This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And it swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run. Straightaway left field. Bader rounding between second and third, puts his hands out to his sides and looks skyward. Harrison Bader's 13th of the year, no doubt about it. He crushed it.
Yeah, he did crush it. Last night, Harrison Bader, his first Phillies home run. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. We're live today from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Campbell RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in a minute here on all this stuff. You can react to Landon with us as well. There's no way he's let you touch his lawn, by the way. That's what I took from that.
No.
When he was talking about the different blades of grass and the color, I was like, "This, you're out of your depth."
Have you seen his Instagram page?
Yes, he puts up.
I love
how his wife puts up. He has no idea how it works, and his wife puts up all the pictures.
I mean, that's probably most individuals. Yeah. But yeah, he really loves his grass, man. Yeah. I remember when he got the mower, right? Mm-hmm. And he was so excited about it, and then to see some of the posts that he has with it and everything, it's therapy. I can imagine, you know, where he lives and the acreage that he has. I can imagine it's nothing but therapy for
him. Yeah, he obviously loves it. And fun talking to him as we get ready for this Eagles season. And he's obviously a huge part of the one of the best, if not the best, again, offensive line in the sport. He sounds like he thinks Tyler Steen is ready to play right guard at a high level.
He's a really good dude, too, man. I love talking football with that guy.
Yeah, he can tell he loves talking football, which makes it fun. So we appreciate Landon coming on here. All right, so Harrison Bader last night, Hugh, it's that home run. I have to make a very clear declaration to the Phillies. Okay, Hugh?
What's that? You apologize?
No, not an apology. They shouldn't even think about not having this guy in the lineup tonight. So they said on Friday they were going to do a six-day platoon, right? Because they were facing alternating lefties and righties for 6 days. So they were going to run the left-handed lineup, which would be when Bader and Weston Wilson play, like last night. And then the right-handed lineup when they play Marsh and they play Kepler. They're going to do that back and forth for 6 days, and then they're going to reassess. They better not even think about doing that tonight.
Not after last night.
Harrison Bader has to be in the lineup. In fact, can we just cut the crap and put him in the lineup every day? I've watched him for 4 days here. I mean, I've seen his career before he got here, but I've watched him for 4 days here. He's the best outfielder we have by a long shot. The idea that he wouldn't play tonight after that last night is crazy. I mean, enough of the platoon thing. If you want to platoon left field, fine. Stick Bader in center and just play him every single day. I just don't see any logic to him not being in the lineup tonight.
It's amazing how, like, one moment could change the way that people feel about you, especially here in the city. I mean, baseball is no doubt a roller coaster ride within itself.
Yep.
But to have a guy that when we traded for him, it was kind of like, I mean, it kind of brought the room down. It kind of brought everybody's high down.
And it was really more about we had our sights set on
You had some other things. Yeah, and I get it. But
not about him so much.
Yeah. And he's been pretty decent. Mm-hmm. But it was like You felt like he's just a guy. You know what this kind of feels like when I was in Atlanta, like when they got Jock Peterson.
Yeah, but Jock was pretty good.
He was pretty good. And it feels like in a small sampling size, because I know you people probably going to jump all over me and say, oh, he was a small sampling size. But that was a real feel-good moment last night in a 13-3 route.
And that home run by Bader really, that won the game, right? Because that made it 6-3, and then they never looked back after that. Is Bader just a guy? Probably, and that's kind of what his career has been.
Feels like a throwback. You know what he feels like to me? With Duran being in the bullpen and him being out there, they've kind of switched the suburban energy a little bit. Sound like you might be playing some reggaeton.
Bring energy. Bader certainly brings energy.
Bader brings suburban energy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You think Bader? No, I didn't say no. I said the music in the minivan is different now. It's a little bit of reggaeton.
Yeah, well, but also I don't think Bader has suburban energy.
No, that's the point. He brings a little bit something different.
Bader's got like rural energy. Like he's
rural,
like he's
country.
He's a farm boy. Yeah. What he looks
he
like.
Has,
yeah.
He has. He would run through the stadium wall. Hillbilly, the
hillbillyish, a little hillbillyish.
Sure. But here's what he is: better than everything else we have in the outfield. So even if he is just a guy, we have below that standard in the outfield right now.
It's also not one moment, Hugh. Like I get Bader just had one moment. We watched an entire season of Max Kepler so far.
Yes,
he sucks. He stinks.
I'm that's the words you choose to use.
In the context of the sport
that's
he plays,
the truth.
He stinks.
I mean that, and I respect both you guys' opinion when it comes to that.
I just know this. If Bader's out of the lineup tonight,
he's not good.
I don't like to use the word stink.
Okay, say he's not good.
He struggled a little bit.
Who's better, Bader or Kepler?
Okay, right now Bader.
That's it. That's
okay. That's okay.
I don't need anything else tonight.
Okay.
Rob Thompson, if you're listening on your way to the stadium, don't you even dare write Kepler in that lineup over Bader tonight.
And if he does,
I'll yell. I'm not going to do anything else.
I'm going to yell.
I'll come on the radio tomorrow and yell about it.
Yell at the top of my lungs.
I don't have much power besides there's a microphone that is on. I'll just yell and I'll get other people to yell with me. We'll be very loud together. No one wants to see Kepler. We want to see Bader.
No,
please.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, I can't wait for the lineup to come out. This would be a departure, though, because they said they were doing the six-day thing, right? So this would be – if he's to his word, Kepler's going to play tonight and Bader's not. And if I'm to my word, I'm going to yell about it very loudly tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Just play Bader every day. By the way, there is a clip making the rounds out there where you, Hugh, called Spike Eskin a bully.
A little bit.
Yeah, and he's not happy about it.
No, he texted me.
Yeah.
He said these claims are outrageous.
Well, they are. I mean, in the context of the email, it makes no sense.
Well, and see, Spike told on himself. I mean, I don't like to, you know, we have a thing about we don't, because of HIPAA law, we don't talk about text messages.
This
is not HIPAA.
Well, compared to Jack. Jack said
HIPAA.
Well,
I think private text messages, it's more a just...
Jack invoked HIPAA.
Also, don't use Jack as your benchmark.
Yes, I am.
So are you.
HIPAA.
I think it's more common courtesy not to read group text on the air.
But you know you were wrong when you start out the text, I was overly nice. He said he was overly
nice. Well, I think he was trying to guard against making
people. That was his downfall.
But he was trying to make people feel like they didn't have to do it. You took it the total opposite way.
Because he was overly nice.
What is he supposed to say?
Without going into too much detail, when we're in the studio, what is Spike greeting to us every day? Thank you. You ain't even got to say it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
No, every day. Hold on. There is a difference between, would you not agree with this?
What?
How you like interact with someone you see every day, and only they can hear you versus a company-wide email.
See, now you're making
There's email, Spike. And there's in-person Spike.
You're making excuses.
Yeah, and there's on-air. We all have different versions of our own personality.
I am me all the time. This is me.
This might be why you don't send emails.
that might be the truth.
Hugh can't even get into his email.
You know,
true. Yeah, it's been a while.
Hold on a second. Did you even see the email?
I did, because he sent it to my personal email.
Oh. He found the personal one.
Yeah, he found the personal, because there's this little rumor going around that ain't over my email here in a while.
It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. This is rumor. Fact.
It's a rumor. But he was overly nice. That was his downfall.
Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already.
See, that's what it was. He was putting pressure on me.
No, I think it's almost
everyone
again,
else.
You played in the NFL.
He put pressure on.
This is pressure?
A little bit.
It's a Google Doc. You just put in your Mount Rushmore people. A
little bit of pressure.
Type in Allen Iverson. You click submit. You go. You move on with your day. A
little bit of pressure. It was just pressure. Mike's a bully.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Black Gritty, who we had to put on hold for Landon Dickerson. He's back up. Hey, Black Gritty.
And it is a HIPAA violation because you read them texts, somebody end up in the hospital. So go ahead, you. Tell them it's a HIPAA violation.
I'm living my truth, Black Gritty. I'm living my truth.
Hey, look. You stand on business. Don't let that chihuahua bark at you. You're overly nice because you know an IB. Anywho, the Ryan Howard thing, let me just get on that real quick. Watching Ryan Howard makes you feel sort of weird. I watch him on first base every night. He was hitting a home run. I was like, I just got to see that big smile on his face and just watching him. Schwarber's like an assassin. He comes out of the tunnel, he hits nuclear bombs, and he just goes away. I actually like, I know he's not good at it. I know he's not there to play. But when I see him out there in left field and I see the big old bear stumbling, bumbling, catching ball on his back and roll around the ground, he's happy. It makes me love Schwarber even more. Not that I don't. It's just there's a different vibe with Howard versus Schwarber. But Schwarber is nuclear right now. He's the hottest thing in the country. He's getting paid like $700 million Shohei Ohtani money. Because every time he steps up to the plate, he's like, pay me what you owe. Pay me what you owe. So I fully understand what you're saying. But I just don't like bringing Howard up into it. Secondly, Hugh, I have inside knowledge. This isn't true or factual, but I'm going to say it's true or factual because we're on the radio. Big Dom took the P-Day out there to go get that for you. I mean, he ain't had time to pack nothing. He was already on the runway waiting for him to get out of the locker room. Like, yo,
yeah, they went and got him on a red eye.
The sky. He ain't get right there. He went out there and got him straight out. But for what I'm saying, I'm not worried about the back end, Kyle. Not because I got Super-itis. It's because I got Vic Fangio. And Vic's like, hey, I need some help. Y'all going to have to go do something. Vic's not going to let it stand. If there's a problem on the defense, I believe in Vic telling Howie to go do what he needs to do. He ain't out here trying to get Michael Parsons or any of this other dumb junk, but he's going to fix that defense in a way that Carter goes out there with that front, the back end's going to be okay. So that ain't great because they need some help, apparently, but I believe in Vic Fangio.
But is it not worry is a little bit different than being fully confident.
Oh, they're crazy. I'm just trying to help them people out because I know why they delusional.
Don't do that.
We all drinking the same juice, baby. I mean, until open the night comes, they drop that banner. We all still on that goofy juice. It is what it is. Hugh, stand on business and protect your HIPAA laws. I'll talk to y'all.
All right, Black Gritty. We appreciate you. This is not HIPAA violation. There's no HIPAA.
Jack said it was HIPAA. He said it was HIPAA violation. Yeah,
that's not who you want to, like, you don't want to parrot him.
Today. It fits my narrative. Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of narratives, guess who's released a statement as he is a few weeks away from being eligible to return?
Who?
Jose Alvarado, former Phillies closer. Jose is getting his way back.
What
here.
Did he say? Wait a minute. First of all, did he start out, I'm sorry?
I'll read it to you. Okay. I have the entire statement here. He posted this on Instagram, and I believe we are two to three weeks away from him being eligible to return here for the stretch run. Of course, we know he's not eligible for the postseason. But he can pitch down the stretch of the season. And we didn't hear from him. Remember when he got suspended on that Sunday?
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. He dipped.
He booked. So we didn't hear from him. He didn't talk. Here is Jose Alvarado's statement just about 15 minutes ago. May 18th was a very difficult day for me. That day, MLB announced the positive result of a doping test conducted in March 2025. I am fully aware that using prohibited substances is wrong, and I would never intend to do so because I've always had great respect for the game, my organization, my teammates, and the fans, all of whom I want to offer my sincere apologies. I made a mistake, and therefore I have faced the consequences set forth by MLB. Going forward, my focus is on working hard to help the team win. Once again, I offer my deepest apologies to the Phillies organization, my teammates, my family, my country, Venezuela, the city of Philadelphia, and the fans who have always supported me, especially the children and young people. There is always a lesson to be learned in every mistake. I thank God for giving me the strength to overcome this situation. I am glad to be back and ready to support the team, Jose Alvarado.
You know what? Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm okay with that. The timing, I know for a lot of people, the timing is probably not what you want it to be, but he apologized. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, we got to
move on. That's
how
you apologize, by the way.
Yeah, that is a full. That you're right, Kyle. That is
took
a full
responsibility.
The whole thing.
All right.
Well, I will say this.
Better than whatever you threw out in that first segment.
Well, I'll say this. Whenever I'm given the opportunity to apologize like that, I will.
No.
You have 4 hours a day to apologize for your takes.
What was I apologizing for?
Well, you know, the fact that you offended Cole Hamels.
I didn't offend.
MVP.
No.
You also basically blamed Spike for you not submitting a Mount Rushmore.
Spike's intimidated.
Like at the end of the day, you passed the
listen,
buck to Spike.
I am a team player. Mm-hmm. Me and Ben Davis sat back there this morning, as a matter of fact. And me and Ben, we discussed it, and he showed me the error of my ways. I was playing semantics. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference between being an athlete and athletic. Now, with that being said, I still stand on business. Like, Zach is not athletic. He's an athlete. I give him that.
I think you're downplaying how athletic you have to be to have the stamina to throw 100 pitches at 97 miles an hour.
No, and that's what I said. He's an athlete. He's not athletic.
But that there's athleticism to doing what he does.
Absolutely is. Nah.
I actually think starting pitchers are more like marathon runners. The stamina they
need. I can
need.
See Zach being a marathon runner. I get
marathon
that.
Runners
but
aren't
those
athletes.
Those are athletes.
Those are impeccable athletes.
No, but he's not that. I can see he has the body type of a marathon.
But that's
runner.
What I mean, but because he's a pitcher. No. Yeah, because he has to have stamina.
Zach.
7 innings.
You're not
an athlete.
You're athlete, but you're not athletic.
If this was an apology, this is a sad Zach, apology.
If we get
but
him in
Zach,
spring training
but
next,
see,
next
see,
year,
see, here's the
we're
thing,
have
though.
You say that to his face.
Here's the thing, though. Zach know I got love for him. He knows that. And when we get to spring training, I'll tell him.
What's really the worst part about this is he told us 2 spring trainings ago he listens to us on the way.
No, and that's
and now
Zach,
he's going to turn that radio off because
we understand each other. He know what I'm talking about.
I don't know about that.
I bet you right now if in spring training we got time, he couldn't give you 25 push-ups.
I think Zach Wheeler could do 25 push-ups.
I mean, this is just insulting.
I mean, that is insulting.
I am.
There's no way.
Well, doesn't Spike claim he can do like 250 in a day?
Well,
then Zach Wheeler can do 25.
Spike's a bully.
What are you talking about?
Spike's a bully.
Nah, you're all over the place.
Yeah,
let's go to.
It's not my first day.
It's not. All right, let's deal with this. Big V and Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, first of all. I'm going to give you a chance to walk back that statement that you had earlier this week and last week.
Which
about
one?
Us selling the farm to win.
I'm talking about you.
That I wanted them to do that?
Yes.
Why would I take it back?
Because we didn't do that, and we're winning.
Well, small sample.
They've played four games since the deadline.
Two series. Well,
don't worry. You'll see it when we host that, you know, World Series championship trophy.
Well, then perhaps then I will say they didn't need to do this. They had vision. I was wrong. That day is not today, Big V.
Kyle dropped that one because I'm going to hold him to those words.
Sure. If the Phillies win the World Series without getting a bigger bat, I will say Dave Dombrowski was right. I'm glad that he didn't listen to me. I'd be happy to say that. But that day's not today after three wins against the Tigers and Orioles in August.
Uh-huh. Okay. State it now, but that's okay. Now, next thing, Hugh, I understand you're standing on business. And, you know, Spike can be a bit abrasive. You know, and then, you know, a guy of your stature looking at a guy like Spike, who you think of somebody used to shove in their locker in high school, and now he's your boss.
He's not our boss.
First of all,
he's our coworker.
I was not a bully in high school. That sounds like I was
a
bully.
I just don't believe that.
That's your story.
I was not a bully. I promise you I wasn't a bully in high school.
That's right up there with defense is a luxury.
Wow.
I believe you on this.
You got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
Spike's a bully.
Yes, I believe you that he wasn't a bully in high school. But also, Spike's not our boss. He comes on after us.
Yeah,
he's not our boss. Well, he just comes on after.
Right. He's on the show after we're on the show. Like, he's a coworker.
Since we're here now, it did take Spike a minute to adjust to not being a boss.
Well, and that makes sense, right? He was doing that for a while. But the email, this email.
It was a little pushy.
It wasn't.
It was pushy. It was so pushy.
It wasn't.
When you start your email in is by saying that I'm being nicer than I usually am.
No, he didn't say that in the email. That was a private text to you.
That I shared it with everybody.
The email was, quote, "Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
That's pushing.
Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go birds and a link to a Google Doc.
That was pushy.
That is pushy, Joe. What it is
because
have a sense of urgency, please.
It's really not. It's just a reminder that.
To all of you who did it already, and to you slackers that haven't, that's what it was.
So you felt lazy.
No, he did. He made me feel uncomfortable.
Well, maybe if you didn't slack in the first place,
it wouldn't have hit you the way it did.
Like, okay, we just acknowledged that
the shoe fit.
It's something that we all have busy days, and Spike was being overly aggressive in this situation.
I, like you, had not filled it out before the second email. I didn't do it with the first email. I got lazy, but the second email provided a friendly reminder, and I said, "Oh, you know what?
I'll fill it out for them." I don't feel like it was friendly.
He didn't take it as friendly. It wasn't warm and
that was
fuzzy
not friendly
to you. It was more cold and prickly. And
how would you have worded the email, you guys?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Hope you guys are doing well.
But,
he sees us every day.
But we have to, you know, we're trying to get people to submit their Mount Rushmore so we can get it done. Hey, it would be nice if you could kind of get it done today. If not, do it at your leisure. Thank you very much.
There can't be leisure when the list has to be done so he could count them.
He was putting pressure on people. See, that's what I'm talking about.
The leisure thing, you can't have that.
Yeah, but
there's deadlines. There's deadlines here.
See, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to get the first list of the Mount Rushmore and show you how much nicer that was.
Than the first email?
Yes, when we first did it. It was nicer.
Oh, like the last time they did this?
Yes.
You mean the top 11?
Yes.
Okay. Can you even get into your email? All right, Big V, what else you got? Anything else?
But you let me say this. I mean, for a guy who's been in production, and first let me say this. I've never been a Spike Eskin fan. Okay. But when you're doing production and you're putting together projects that you want to come off and look really great, you are under a bit of stress. And anything or anyone being passively aggressive and slowing up your production time frame can be a bit annoying. So, Hugh, next time, I found
the first one. This one was so much nicer.
What is this from? Top 11 Week?
This is the Top 11 Week.
So this was about 2 months ago.
He said, "Hey, friends, the WIP Afternoon Show is doing their second annual Top 11 Athletes in Philadelphia Rankings again. This week, listeners submit their list. Next week, we count them down."
Yeah.
"Like last year, we want the final rankings to be 50% fan and 50% WIP staff vote. If you can find the time by the end of the week, please hit the link below and send us yours. Remember to include your name. We will use your votes in the final ranking and potentially discuss your specific list."
So
that was so much nicer.
But there was a original email for the Mount Rushmore thing that was very similar to that one. And that was on July 30th. "Hi, friends. The WIP Afternoon Show is back on our nonsense next week for our second annual Mount Rushmore week. At the bottom of this list is a form to fill out if you want yours counted. Of course, the more votes, the better. I may reach out to you next week so you can discuss your list or do one of the Mount Rushmore things with us. Again, I thank you for participating. What a summer of stupid lists we've had.
And see, this is the one. This is the last one that I got. And see, you ain't been reading it right.
What do you mean I'm not reading it right?
This is how it read to me. Today is the last day to submit you. Have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it already.
The more so did you see the original email?
I ain't talking about that one. I'm talking about this one.
Yeah, right. But if you today, add the two
let me
together,
read, like, see, this is
because
how
you ignored the
today
first email
is
for
the
days.
Last day to submit to have your vote
because
count.
Because that's the fact.
Today is the last day. That's aggressive. That's cowboy.
You're the only one who thinks it's
I
aggressive.
I am not the only one that thinks it's aggressive. How many people agree with me?
No, forget the Twitter poll.
No, we never forget the Twitter poll.
No, we can, because you know the
they
Twitter
people.
They
might just be clicking in general that Spike's a bully.
Right,
without
it's
the
like
context.
If you put up a poll, who's right, Joe or Hugh?
Who
you get 75% right.
Who put the poll?
Should I try that right now?
Who put the poll?
Who's right, Joe or Hugh?
Yeah, just put it. Who's right, Joe or Hugh?
Who put the poll?
Blind 75%, Douglas, maybe 90%, because you hit Jim Miller and I didn't. Okay, like sometimes the Twitter polls are what they are.
We don't need context in these polls, but in this case, Kyle put it up and it's valid. People agree with me. What's the poll?
Just in this case.
I'm not telling you. 215-592-9494. Devin's going to join us here at training camp. What she noticed out there, including Hurts. I felt from my vantage point today. Hurts had some misses. I mean, just throws he can make, and he makes all the time. He was missing. What did Devin think? What do you think of the offense and the new corner? What does it say about the trade they made? Your calls on all this. Schwarber, Ryan Howard, as he reached peak Howard level to you. The secondary, you're confident that the Eagles made a big trade last night. And this whole Hugh Spike thing, whose side are you on? I mean, to me, Spike just gave us a reminder. Hey, you want to be part of Mount Rushmore week, and Hugh feels... Bully, 215-592-9494, Midday Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, this is a good song for the show today. I don't know what's going on around here. Hugh throwing out accusations about our coworkers. We'll get Devin Caney's take on that coming up in a minute. We're broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex on 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm curious to hear. I have no clue where this beef between Hugh and Spike came from. What's going on, guys?
I like Spike. Spike just sent out an aggressive email that, you know, made me feel a little uncomfortable.
All right, Devin.
He sent an aggressive email. Did I get this email?
We all got the email.
We all got the email. It wasn't aggressive. Devin, he is talking about the Mount Rushmore Week follow-up email that Spike sent out on Sunday.
Oh.
And I'll read it to you in case you forget exactly the wording.
Yeah.
Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
It's the way he's reading, now you're
editorializing. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
Oh wow! How dare he?
He's trying to make it seem nice. It's not. It wasn't nice. You're saying he's being passive aggressive. Because you know Spike. How many times has Spike used those words when he talks to us? He has a little bit of a bite about him.
I do feel like the Go Birds is a little bit sarcastic.
Maybe he's excited for football season. Maybe he's ready for the Eagles.
That's Spike. Spike and Jack. They are so ready for the Eagles. Yeah.
So I think this is just spin because Hugh didn't fill out a Mount Rushmore, and I think he's trying to like get out of it by saying, "Well, I felt bullied. That's why I didn't do it."
No, see, and Joe read it wrong because this is how I read it, Devin.
I read the words.
I am reading the words. Mm-hmm. Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it already. Go Birds.
I honestly don't have an issue with that.
It was a little sassy.
I'm gonna make a confession. I actually forgot to submit my Mount Rushmore list. Unfortunately, I did. I even had them written out. I looked into it and then I forgot and I saw that email too late. I in no way thought it was mean though.
It was sassy.
Now it's sassy.
It was a little sassy. Okay. It was a little sassy.
I just think it was an email.
How would you have worded this,
Hugh, if you were sending up the follow email?
How would I word it?
Yeah, if you were him.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'd have did it with a smile.
Guilty.
If Spike sent out an email and said, hey, hope everyone's having a wonderful day, that would have been suspect.
Yeah, I would have thought he was kidnapped if someone took his email.
Yeah, I would have been concerned about that.
I am a ray of sunshine when I come to work on daily basis. Array.
No one's saying anything. Did you say this?
That's you.
All right, Devin. Now that we caught you up on that, let's talk about Eagles practice, which you got to watch here a couple hours ago. I'm curious what you think about Jalen Hurts and how he's played, not just today, but in general. Like I was watching because they were on the field closest to us today.
Yeah.
And it felt to me, just when I looked up, he was missing some throws. And I mean throws that he usually hits and guys like you just a foot off, right? The receiver was reaching his arm out and not catching. I saw a few of those today. What did you think of the way Jalen played today and in general?
So I actually thought he played pretty well today compared to how he's played in general. I think, you know, the fact that they had training camp on Sunday is messing up my schedule. I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
Right.
The past 3 days, the offense has won training camp. And today he did, you know, he had one interception. Cooper DeJean picked him off in the end zone. Cooper DeJean's first interception of camp. Keely Ringo should have picked him off, didn't. He kind of bobbled it and then took out an official on his way out. But I think, so with the Cooper DeJean interception, Dallas Goedert kind of stumbled on his route. I don't really know what happened with Keely Ringo. So he's had some misses here and there. But today, I mean, he connected with Devontae Smith several times in the end zone. He connected with Saquon Barkley. He connected with Jahan Dotson several times. I really liked what I saw from Jalen today compared to what we saw last week from Jalen.
So you mentioned Keely Ringo. What was your thought on the trade the Eagles made last night to get a corner? Because, you know, we're going to find out about this Jacorian Bennett when he gets here and starts to really practice. But
he was here today.
He was. Hugh said he took a red eye, which caught his attention that he got here very quickly. But just the idea of them trading for another corner before the first preseason game makes you wonder what they really think they have at those corner spots.
I mean, I think I mentioned this last week when I was on with you guys. I personally have not been super impressed with Keely Ringo so far this camp. And I think, you know, the trade kind of proves that. I also think, you know, losing Thomas Booker, he's a great locker room guy. Jalix Hunt was talking, you know, after practice, he's really bummed that Thomas Booker is no longer an Eagle. But when you really break down the trade, Booker, the depth chart was so that Booker is better than where he was at on the Eagles roster. And I think he deserved more playing time. So I do think the trade worked out in that sense. But it tells me that they don't love what they have at the cornerback position, guys. And that is concerning to me as we're going into the first preseason game.
So, Scoop, let's move to the other side of the ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. We all talk about Saquon and what he's been, and I know he's been out there trash-talking everything. But have you noticed?
Yeah, he had like 10 questions about trash-talking yesterday.
Yeah, they say he talks a lot of trash.
Yeah.
But have you seen has A.J. Dillon flashed for you? Have you seen any plays that A.J. Dillon's been out there making?
Oh, yeah. A.J. Dillon's been getting a lot. I've almost seen him get more action when they're doing 11-on-11 than Will Shipley has. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how they're going to use those two. Like, I would imagine that A.J. Dillon will be, I don't even want to call him Saquon's backup, but Saquon's, like, you know, when Saquon
his
comes off the field.
His yin to his yang.
Right, right. I mean, you guys can see it from here. Have you seen the size of A.J. Dillon?
I've never seen a running back as big as him. He's huge.
Ever. I mean, the guy, like, you think Saquon Barkley is huge when you see him in person. A.J. Dillon is a beast out there. And he seems to be doing really, really well. I mean, I don't know how a defense can stop someone, you know, that large and that powerful on the field. So I think he's been doing really well so far in camp.
So Vic spoke yesterday, and it sounds like, and then Nick spoke this morning, and last year they played a lot of the young defensive guys in the preseason games. In the past, Sirianni wouldn't do that. They would play no starters. Last year when Vic got here, they started to do that.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to see on Thursday? Because I get the sense we're going to see some of these young defensive players that Vic's trying to understand what he has here. And I don't know if you saw this, but the Bengals are going to play their starters. Like Joe Burrow is going to play on Thursday, which that's not normal for a preseason game.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Jalen Hurts was actually asked about that when he just spoke. And Jalen basically said, you know, I would never turn down an opportunity to get more reps and get out there. But I think we all kind of highly doubt that Jalen Hurts is going to take the field on Thursday. The defense has been putting in the work. Like, I feel like every time I look out there, Jahad Campbell, you know, these rookies, Ty Robinson, they're out there putting it in. And it doesn't matter first team, second team. Like, Vic Fangio is going to go for it. And Elliot and I were talking, like, you can even see that Fangio mindset crossing over into the offense, where it's Saquon Barkley. I mean, he's having a great camp. He's getting a lot of touches, and it's almost like, okay, well, you know, coming off a 2,000 rushing yard season, maybe you want to
tone it down a little bit.
You know, do like AJ Brown, Zach Bond, who aren't practicing for mostly precautionary reasons, and he does not seem to miss a beat out there. So I think it's just the team mindset that practice, or new mindset, I guess, that practice should be harder than the game. And I think we're going to see, I don't think we're going to see Jalen Hurts, but I think we're going to see a lot of guys getting meaningful reps out there on Thursday night.
Do you have any concern with the guys that are missing quite a few days? Bond, it feels like Bond hasn't practiced in a while. Now AJ's been out since the weekend. Any concern? Because I know, look, we still have a month to go before the opener, and there's no reason to push them. But when a guy starts missing multiple practices, you wonder what's going on.
Yeah. I'd say yes. They made it a point today, it seems, to say, you know, they're not Bond and AJ specifically aren't practicing, but it isn't anything serious. You know, it's just to kind of preserve them and make sure they don't get further injured. So that eased my mind, because I agree, like, every day we came in here and they're still out there. They're still very engaged in practice. They're very engaged in 11-on-11. So that makes me feel better. I think I'd feel worse if they were kind of missing in action from training camp altogether. So I think they'll be okay. Like, if anything, the most concerning one to me is Nolan Smith, who, you know, tore his tricep in the Super Bowl and then had a concussion. But he seemed to be out there and doing fine and is healthy now. So hopefully they stay healthy.
All right, Devin, while we have you, let's sneak a Phillies question in here.
Okay.
When you watch Schwarber right now, has he reached, like, Ryan Howard level for you, peak Ryan Howard, in terms of, like, when you watch him, you just think he's going to hit a home run?
I mean, like, all you can do, I just started laughing last night when he hit that grand slam. Mm-hmm. It's incredible what we're watching. I've been tracking his, I think it was last week when he hit his first home run in August, I believe. So I guess, I don't know, end of last week, I started looking up Ryan Howard's 58 home run season and where Schwarber stacked up, because he's kind of on track.
Yep.
I mean, Ryan Howard went on and had a monster August that season. He had 14 home runs in August. Kyle Schwarber already has three now. And it's still very early in the month. So it's entirely possible. I'm glad that he's finally, you know, getting nationally recognized in the MVP conversation, because he absolutely deserves it. Every time Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, and I'm not saying this to be negative, like, I love it. I love Kyle Schwarber. I think he's so important to this team. I just hear a little, like, cha-ching noise in the background.
I
know John Middleton hears that as well.
Well, I mean, it's rare we have a player this good headed to free agency. Usually when guys have these kind of years, like, they're under contract, or they just got here. I think the same thing. I'm like, man, he's not guaranteed to be here next year. It's crazy.
The price is going up, and deservedly so. I mean, he's playing an incredible season right now, and I just hope he keeps it up and keeps it up into Red October.
Yeah, that was the hope for all of us. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney with us here at Eagles training camp at the NovaCare Complex. All right, 215-592-9494. So Devin also didn't fill out the Mount Rushmore, but at least she's not blaming someone else for it. She just forgot.
Well,
you're deflecting.
I'm not deflecting.
We're all busy.
It was aggressive. It was aggressive.
But that
it was a little aggressive.
Very few people think that email was aggressive.
Well, enough people feel like it was aggressive.
No, nobody but Hugh thinks it was.
Well,
aggressive.
It was aggressive. I have no. A contingency of people that feel
a contingency.
The same way.
What
a contingency of lunatics.
It just felt. I mean, okay. I don't call your friends names.
You could if you wanted. Probably wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Coach Harris in Havertown's up. What's up, Coach Harris?
Good to see you, Luke.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How you guys doing?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
I'm Joe DeCavers, tennis coach.
Oh, okay. Is he ready for tomorrow? By the way, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow at FDR Park.
Are we simultaneously streaming like we were supposed to?
Well, we're going to be off the air by then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've got a shorter show tomorrow. Anyway, Coach, is Joe ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a guaranteed W.
Wow. Oh. That's a big deal. A guaranteed W. Now, do you know anything about Jack's ability to play tennis, or is this just based on Joe's ability?
Joe's ability. He's a lot better than I think a lot of people would think. I don't know how he does it, but he's a good player. He can play.
So what is Joe's strength as far as tennis is concerned?
Well, it's got to be hand-eye coordination. I can't imagine it's lateral quickness.
He has really good hand-eye coordination. He's really quick to the ball. But what makes him stand out is he hits a high percentage of serves in, and he hits really good top spin.
But another question I have to you, Coach, is this. How much of his lateral movement could potentially be a hindrance to his performance tomorrow?
Depends on if Jack can get the ball in. If Jack can get the ball in and make Joe move around, it could be a long set. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening because Joe hits good shots. And if we're taking Fritz at face value and he hasn't played and he's really kind of not motivated and kind of thinks he's already going to lose, this is going to be a really quick set for everybody.
Wow. Okay. I mean, for me, it's clear Joe is the favorite tomorrow. All right, Coach, you wanted to talk about the secondary. You think I'm overreacting a little bit to it?
I do. Well, for one, I think you're both wrong today. So congrats. That's great news for you guys. Because you, that email is so okay.
It was such an innocuous email. It really was no big deal.
Really no big deal.
I felt intimidated, Coach. It was an intimidating email.
Now, Hugh. And by the way, I got to tell you real quick, Hugh, it's my first time calling to the show. But the first Eagles game I ever watched, I was 12 years old. It was a pickle juice game where you took Troy Aikman out. So thanks for that. You're part of the reason I love football. So.
But thank you. Thank you, Coach. It's still an intimidating email. It was still intimidating.
All right, so what do you think about the second?
I'm really sorry you're so sensitive, Hugh.
We all are sometimes.
I like that. I'm sorry. You're sensitive. He apologized for your sensitivity.
Wow.
Last year, we had a middle linebacker who had never played middle linebacker before. We released Devin White. We had a rookie starting corner. We had Sweat, who was inconsistent. Nolan Smith already being called a bust. Play too old. A total collapse. The worst defense in the NFL in 23. And we were hoping for a mid-tier defense. Last year, we were the best defense in the NFL. So my question for you is, how can you say that you're not confident when the Eagles have proven that they deserve our confidence? Q, DeGene, Fangio, no one's talking about the fact that Christian Parker's still here. We thought we were going to lose him.
And he's very good.
And the other safety spot and the other outside corner, we probably don't have dominant players. But what do you expect, 12 Pro Bowlers everywhere? I would say that I'm not as confident, obviously, in Ringo, in the new guy and in Jackson, but I believe that you, instead of saying that you have serious questions, I think the Eagles deserve the benefit of the doubt, and I believe that saying that they have certain areas that they're not elite in, I think is more acceptable.
So I understand your point, and you're right, last year we did not see that coming. I'll frame it this way, though. I am comfortable to admit that I don't know everything, right? I make a lot of mistakes. I get things wrong. And I, just as I probably underrated, I mean, I wasn't the only one, Coach. We a lot of us did, underrated what they had talent-wise last year. We now may be overrating it because of our feeling that they could figure things out. Like, Fangio's great. Christian Parker's a very good coach. I think now that I look back to us sitting here a year ago, I think we underrated how many good players they had. CJ GJ was a proven player. Darius Slay, a proven player. Zach Bond, while unproven, they signed him the first day of free agency, so obviously they thought there was something there that we didn't understand until we got him on the field. This year doesn't feel that. Like, the safety position, they're telling us they don't know what they're doing there. I mean, they're basically telling we don't know who's the starter going to be. And they're trading for a guy that was a third stringer on the Raiders in the middle of camp. It just, it feels to me like the talent isn't quite as good as what we had last year here.
I understand, I suppose, but I think that we had more question marks last year, Joe. They were the worst defense in the NFL. And look at what they did. They deserve the benefit of the doubt, Joe.
I agree with that. Overall, I don't think, even if these questions go sideways, I think there's enough here between Carter, Bon, Mitchell, and DeJean, and Fangio to be a good defense. Like, I don't think they're going to fall belly up the way they did 2 years ago, even if these things I'm concerned about go the wrong way. Like, I don't think they're going to be ranked 25th. I think there's a floor to Fangio, Carter, DeJean, Mitchell. Like, they're probably going to be a decent defense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me, and it's a good phone call, and we appreciate your phone call, and it's very confident he is in Joe.
Yeah, he's a little arrogant.
You thought Coach would...
Coach a little arrogant.
Well, I mean, it's his coach.
Yeah,
he's going to believe in his guy. He's going to believe in his guy.
It's a little arrogant.
I guess for me, it's not, I'm afraid they're going to be bad. I don't see that happening. There's too much here mm-hmm. for them to be bad. But there is a big difference here between being the number one defense and, let's say, the 10th or 11th defense. That's a big difference. I think they're in a range this year where they could still be good, but last year they were spectacular.
I will say this. It's fair to think or make an assessment that this defense might take a step back.
Yeah.
Because teams are going to attack them differently. They've
yep.
had film on Coop. They're going to try to expose some of their weaknesses. That's fair to say. But I still think that with the personnel we have, that this defense, when it comes time to make a playoff run, that they would be much better and serviceable, and they would have been weathered. They would have weathered the storm.
Well, I hope you're right. All right, let's go. We haven't talked to in a while.
Who
I see him sitting here ready to talk. Dr. Karp is calling in. We haven't heard from Dr. Karp. Hello, Dr. Karp.
We have to talk to that guy.
We absolutely do. He called in, Dr. Karp.
Hi, guys. Great show. Both of you are sensational. I do mean that. I'll get right to it. I'm worried about Hugh.
Worried about Hugh? What's he
about
doing?
Me for? What'd I do?
I mean, the more I listen, the more concerned I get about Hugh's insubordinate behavior. It's even more evident today with the oversensitivity to.
Wait a minute. How am I being insubordinate? What did I do?
I don't know if it's a midlife crisis or an emotional turbulence or self-reflective inquisition, midlife transition, maybe
That's
a midnight
lot.
Confession.
What are we talking about?
What behaviors are really concerning you the most, Dr. Karp? Let's just let him go.
Drinking, gambling, and acting out at work. I've written some notes here.
Wait a minute.
Drinking, Kyle gambling, and acting. Kyle and I have talked about it off the air because he's concerned too. Excessive drinking. You've posted numerous pictures on social media of yourself drinking that fruity Riesling straight out of the bottle.
Wine
no
don't
glass.
Count as drinking, though, Doc. Wine does not count.
Does.
Gambling
does
every
not.
Day. You're gambling. Not only that, you do it on preseason football. How degenerative can you get?
I didn't gamble on that game last week, even though Joe gave me a good tip. I did not gamble.
Over on the Hall of Fame
I didn't
game was
gamble.
A lock. Yeah, you should have.
Lastly, in the workplace, accusing coworkers of being bullies and bad-mouthing your boss, Rod Lakin.
Oh, Blue Jeans Lakin.
Spike is a bully.
Yeah, what about the Blue Jeans Lakin thing?
It was hot that day.
You roasted our boss
and
on the air.
He was dead-ass wrong. Those Blue Jeans.
Now, the guy was sweating bullets.
In your defense, I've met Rod. We all know he's a schmuck, but he can't help that. He's odd. He's from out of town, but he's still your boss. You cannot continue to mock him on the air and make a fool out of him. You're undermining his authority at work. Kyle, start the music.
Wait, who signed off on this?
Are you still drinking that Franzia out of the box?
I'm drinking actual wine. I'm drinking I got a nice little Pinot Noir that I'm going to crack open when I get home today.
You're calling it the exciting white? I don't know if that's appropriate. I heard you went up the Poconos. That's
yes.
not for you. That's not even, it's not even you people. You looking for more exciting whites?
No. Listen, Dr. Karp, since we're here now and you brought me here, it's a lot of black people in the Poconos, man. I was surprised. A lot of black people in the Poconos.
You have to look pretty damn hard for them. It's clear to anyone who's paying attention you have a problem with authority.
He's
right on this.
That's not true.
I hate to say it to you. You're out of control at work. You got to reel it in. You're going to lose your job. Kyle and I have talked about it off the air.
Dr. Carb, you raised some interesting points, especially about Rod. We can't really deny a lot of Hugh's behavior. We just can't. I mean, it's true.
Thanks, Joe. Even today with the Spike's email and your coworkers, you know, with the Mount Rushmore exit, Hugh refuses to play along. Instead, you want to attack a man's manhood. You're being bullied by Spike? Really, Hugh?
Dr. Carb, I agree with you. You're right again. And do you have any recommendations? How do we help this guy? He's a problem.
It might be time to buy that motorcycle.
I'm okay with that.
Not a manly bike. Not a fat boy. One of those Kawasaki ninjas. You like kung fu movies, don't you, right?
That's racist.
How about smoking? Did you ever start smoking like I suggested?
What are we smoking?
Forget the Newport menthols. Be a man and go for some Marlboro Reds.
I mean, Dr. Carp.
Rip a couple heaters.
Dr. Carp. Heaters and a motorcycle? This is the advice? You can't recommend that. This guy's in his 50s. He doesn't have much time to go.
What they call motorcycles like that? Cafe bikes. I can't ride no cafe bike, man.
Okay, how about pickleball? Maybe you jump on the pickleball craze with your neighbor. I like that fella Skip. Your overly friendly neighbor?
Definitely not hanging out with Skip.
You know what?
That
might be the best thing for you. A little alone time with Skip.
Definitely not hanging with Skip.
Practice your footwork a little bit. How about an Aaron Rodgers type of retreat into the woods for team building?
I'm okay with that.
All right. How about you, Joe, and Kyle retreat into the deep woods for the trust exercise?
No, wait. You want Hugh to trust Kyle and I? Like the thing where he falls backwards?
Oh, no, we're not
arms?
Doing that.
That's a lot.
But we could do the ayahuasca.
Yeah.
We could do the ayahuasca.
That's a hallucinogenic. You want to take a ayahuasca and then go to Alaska and dine al fresco?
We could do that.
All right, Dr. Carp, with all due respect, this is all pretty stupid. I mean, you're calling Hugh out for reckless behavior, and you're advising more reckless behavior. We need to reel this guy in.
Hugh, do you have any tattoos?
Yes, but I'm dark. Can't barely see them.
Maybe get them in another color so it jumps out.
We tried
I recommend
that.
A tramp stamp right above your butt.
We can't do that.
It's an alternative way to live dangerously. You can get a tattoo of a bottle of white wine cascading into the depths of your tushy.
I think we're losing it now, Dr. Carp. What are we doing?
It's like President James Knox Polk once said, discretion is the better part of balance.
Always, always great wisdom from Dr. Carp here. That makes no sense at all whatsoever, but
crazy.
I always give Dr. Carp the benefit of the doubt.
You gave him way too much time.
I try because the guy comes in across as a medical professional, and by the end, I'm like, what are we doing here?
He called the boss a schmuck.
That killed us.
He called the boss a schmuck. We might not be here tomorrow for real. Who signed off on that?
I don't know. All right, 215-592-9494. See Joe Conklin at Parks Casino, Street Road at Bedsalem, PA on Thursday, August 21st, as he welcomes him in. Ian Laura, get tickets at joeconklin.com. All right, your phone calls on all of this nonsense. And something I'm noticing about one Phillies player in particular, it slid under the radar. We got to discuss it. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.